when the fixture list came out, we were given away games against Dublin, Cork and Galway, and that's for me is the top three teams in the country. So it was definitely tough from that perspective. But look, we figured with getting the three tough away games, we were going to have games at home that were winnable, and thankfully that's how it turned out. But look, it's probably disappointing that we're short so many first teamers or regulars or girls that have played over the last four games, because Cork's such a top outfit. You know, it'd have been a real chance for us to see where we're at and test ourselves against one of the better teams in the country. But look, it's still going to be a good opportunity for us to do that, and you know, we still have a strong team going down, and we'll come up the road a lot wiser than we went down anyway.
What's your feelings on the campaign so far? Four wins on the bounce, sitting joint top off the table. Where you're sitting at the moment, did you expect that at the start of the campaign to have four from four on the bounce?
Well, look, I suppose we went into the campaign a bit in the unknown, really, because we had, you know, so many players that were only, you know, cutting their teeth at senior inter-county level, and we just didn't know how it was going to go for them. You know, it's one thing to be good underage players and to have potential, but it's another thing to actually deliver on the bigger stage, and thankfully that's what these younger girls have done. Look, we know all about the Karen Guthries and the Katie Hearns and the Jerry McLaughlin, the Neve Higgertys, and what they can do. It was just a matter of if we would get enough players and around them that was going to keep the team competitive in 2019. And thankfully, the likes of Neve Boyle and Ashley Nee and Neve Carr and these people have really stepped up and have proven that they can play at this level. And that has been, I suppose, the basis which we've been successful, really. You know, it wasn't what the older girls were going to do. It was how good the younger girls were going to be. And I suppose, in a way, the fixtures probably fell, you know, in a favourable way for us. We got Dublin early on, and they were only getting back at it. You know, were a wee bit in transition themselves, and introduced a lot of new players, so we're probably on a par with them from that perspective. But they were two big victories for us, real morale boosting. And then I suppose if the girls themselves needed any proof that they were able to play at this level, they got it from those two games. And look, the morning game worked out in their favour. We got the scores early and got the goal early in the first half, and you know, that gave us a good cushion. And morning are also in a bit of transition, so they're not the power they used to be either. But we done what we had to do, and we got over the line. And then the Tipperary one was a battle that it was always going to be. Tipperary are a seasoned team. You know, their average age would be quite high for a ladies inter-county team. They've girls that are on the go a long time, and they know how to play, and they're together for a long time under the manager for a long time, so they know what they're at. And then saying Ashley Maloney, they've one of the better forwards in the country, so you know, they were always going to cause us difficulty. But at the same time, with 10 minutes ago, we were 10 points up, and you know, we were in a very good position. And you know, there's a wee bit of sloppiness and complacency that left the game as tight as it did. You know, they got three goals, two of them were quite fortuitous, where efforts were points that dropped in the net. So you know, the scoring probably didn't do us justice in terms of how comfortable we were in the day. But you know, you've got to finish the game out, and Tipperary showed the week before against Cork by scoring a goal in the last minute to win by a point that they were capable of doing that. And we while we spoke about it, we didn't put it into practice, and we didn't put the game to bed. But look, overall, you know, it's four big victories, and win games in Division 1 is always pleasing. And you know, to do it under the conditions we've had, and even weather conditions against Tipperary and Mayo were very, very bad and hard to play in, so against physically stronger teams than us. So and from the encouraging perspective on our behalf, as the, you know, we were put to the pin of our collar for both those games, and we still managed to get over the line. So all that stuff is good, and it'll all stand to you later in the season. But look, this is a real test for us now on Saturday. Cork are a top outfit. You know, when we played them last year in All-Ireland semi-final, they had 56 All-Ireland medals in their team. You know, we had zero. You know, that's the experience deficit that we're dealing with. And you know, they've been winning All-Irelands at 14, 16, minor, you know, all through their careers. And you know, when we haven't been doing that, and you know, it's a testament to the girls that they're even competing at the level of Cork, to be honest. You know, with where they come from, you know, a lot of work was on it at underage in Donegal, and but we just haven't had the success for it, whereas Cork have had. And you know, as everybody knows, winning's a great habit, and it does breed confidence. And so look, when we go down to Cork on Saturday, we don't have any inferiority complex, but we know it's a massive challenge. And as I say, we'll learn a lot about ourselves on Saturday, about certain players who have to mark certain players of a very high quality, and we'll know if they're up to it afterwards. afterwards.
Yeah, because it's not the sort of situation the Gaelics are going to shy away from, Maxi, because Donegal football knows Cork football very well. And yes, you're going to be missing the likes of Geraldine, Nicole Gordon, Kira Grant, just to name a few. Suppose if you want to say there's no fear in these young girls coming into this. So it's a challenge that Donegal and your side's going to be up for, because they know what lies ahead.
Yeah, it is, and look, we've absolutely nothing to lose. It's a win-win situation for us. We're sitting in a great position on the table in terms of reaching a league semi-final, and we have a home game to come the week after, you know, to rubber stamp that. So it's completely in our own hands, and you know, the girls have nothing to fear. And as I say, it's a look, we're presenting this to the girls as an opportunity for them to test themselves against the best. And while we may be missing a few players, and I suppose a good chunk of our forward line, you know, that'll be the challenge for us to get scores on the board. But look, even from a defensive perspective, you know, Cork have a savage level of quality in their team, you know, from the Sullivan girls and Mourne Abbey through the Emer Scallies, Orlefans. These are top players with all Ireland medals from every age group, you know. So we'll be putting players out to mark these girls on Saturday that we'll be depending on come championship time. So, you know, as I say, it's all about the process of learning, and the game itself, you know, win or lose is probably not the biggest thing in the world. But as I say, it's learning about yourself and testing yourself against the best, and that's what's exciting about it. And, you know, and we're really looking forward to going to Cork and, you know, into their backyards, and you know, it's a curtain raiser with the men again, and I know there'll be a crowd about them. You know, that stuff all brings the levels up a bit, you know, in terms of what the girls are having to deal with. But, you know, and the more days they play with big crowds and expectations, it makes them stronger at the end of it.